W4DJW, testing 1234, W4DJW.
Whiskey 4, November, Yankee, Kilo, Flash, Romeo, 6. 12:38 p.m. Press 0, number sign for help.
DJW, testing 1234. Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey.
W, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. I can hear you.
We're getting two, I think that was it. Thanks for coming back to me. I think we're getting too many repeater courtesy tones coming out here, trying to figure out. We're up at the repeater site trying to put in the prototype repeater again. I think we're getting too many courtesy tones.
Lips coming across.
It is because we are connected up to the 8-2, linked to, so the 6-1 and the 8-2 are linked together. And you're hearing the courtesy tone from the 6-1 and you're hearing the courtesy tone from the 8-2, both of them. Four DJW testing 1234. JW, that's very scratchy. Getting too much noise off of the 6-1 antenna, or the 8-2 antenna. Testing 1234, W4DJW. W4DJW, can I get a signal report?
W, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. I can hear you pretty clear. There were still a couple of little blips in there, but other than that.
Normal squelch tail. That's the way it should be. Not three of those. That's only that one now. Sound, Johnny.
A bit low, otherwise you're clean.
Go up just a little bit. Yeah, I increased the audio a little. How does that make enough difference, or do you need more?
Good. Stand by one. Let me check where my audio level adjustment is on the radio.
Go for it, AOW. That sounds a lot better to me, too.
What, some more? I was turned all the way up.
Okay, that's increased more than it was last. So that's two increases. It was at 50, it went to 60, now I'm at 67. How's that?
Half scale and barely can't hear you.
Okay, that's at 7. Okay, Okay, I've got it at 70 now. How's that?
Can you go up a little bit more?
Okay, that's set at 83. That should be super distorted loud.
Any distortion is louder than it was before, but it's pretty clear.
Johnny, could you have had your volume turned down unusually low?
Hive scale, Dave.
Okay, that's set at 90 now. That should be distorted.
Test count.
W4DJW. 1234. 2344321.
W4DJW testing. What adjustment is that? Transmit audio or receive audio to the Pi?
Capture. That's receive audio from the receiver. How loud we receive it. There are other sliders I could increase.
Pick off on that one and increase the input to the transmitter.
That has been done. The input to the transmitter is now increased and the capture has been decreased. Is that any better?
But it needs more gain. What about if you put them both at the same level to start for a starter?
There's like seven or eight of them. There's the master, there's the line out, there's base 1 through 4, and then there's two mixers.
Set to zero?
One of them set at 88, the other one set at 79.
For each one input and one output?
If it's different types of mixing, both to do with an amp, the digital amplifier, digital to analog amplifier. They're set up very high.
More gain.
Which one's set the lowest right now?
Whiskey.
It'd be better if you had a little drive, I think, to the transmitter.
One, repeater. The time is 1 p.m.
Set real high. 100%. That should be fairly distorted. That should be distortedly loud.
Distorted. Definitely distorted. I could barely tell anything.
To make sure that one is controlling the volume to a level that will go to distorted. I backed it down to 90.
Some more?
Oh, it's back down to 80.
Where's the time set at?
Time comes from the hardware real-time clock.
In control.
That's generated off of the disk. That last one I was controlling is the master.
The time and ID may be set way too high.
I'll make it do time again.
Whiskey 4 November Yankee Kilo / Romeo 6-1 repeater. The time is 1:01 p.m. Press 0 number sign for help.
Make the transmitter receiver operate it just a little bit below that level, and then back the time and off a little bit. I think that would be headed in the right direction.
Okay, I backed it off. I backed off the receiver. They're tied together. One controlling the audio controls all of the audio. So I backed your audio down, and I could hear your voice come down when I was pulling the master slider down. It's a 71 now.
Test count, get somebody else to listen.
You sound good to me now, but you want me to do a test count?
You wanted me to.
Pretty good to me at this level.
WD-40 White's testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's fine. How is the audio level with your volume knob set at 50%? Is it low or high, or do you have your volume knob turned up louder?
It was about 3/4 of the way up. Point, we need to get someone else to give us some input in regards to audio level.
Not as loud as it used to be.
But I had it down at 60. I brought it up to 71 to see if it would, if you could bring your 3/4 volume level down to half and it'd be about normal again.
You're doubling with, I think. But yeah, it sounds good. I still can't go down to half.
W. Can't be as loud as it normally is on the setting that I normally keep the radio on.
Trying to adjust it so it's about the same level as the other repeater. So let me go up five more on each one. TFW, does that sound like it's significantly lower or just a little bit lower?
Significantly lower.
That should be a little bit louder. Does that sound louder on your end now?
Yes.
Green on distortion now?
Close. Back off to just about half on that one, Dave.
Pulled capture down, and I raised the, all of the others up, trying to prevent distortion. Does it sound like we're getting away from distortion, but audio level's coming up?
Sounds like you're headed in the right direction.
Unusually high. This is significant. All of them across the border set significantly higher than they were the last time. But if that's what it takes, we'll go with that.
As clear as it was before.
Volume's too high. It's way too high.
Just as it was. I got an idea.
Honey?
The transmit volume down a little bit and turn capture up until it starts to distort. And from that point, back off of it until it quits, and then go back and increase the audio level going to the transmitter.
I was adjusting it while you were talking. keep talking. Keep talking while I'm adjusting it.
What I was thinking was we could adjust the cap.
If I'm understanding correctly, you have an audio gain that you can adjust going to the transmitter as well. After you adjust capture and get it back down to where it don't distort, then adjust the transmit audio.
Playing with both of them while you were talking, and I went wide open on the capture and dropped it down on the gain. Is that better?
What do you think, Ken? Radio, WD4DYH.
You sound fine to me, but if somebody else, it would be good to get somebody else here. I do have capture wide open, and I dropped the main down till you stop distorting.
It's probably not good to run capture at full scale, is it?
There's a difference between Johnny and that station. It's a significant.
His truck's a little bit noisy.
That's what we want to be aware of. We won't want maybe Johnny, your audio is weak coming out of your radio, and then somebody who's got normal audio is super distorted. And Danny was very distorted.
Suggesting we back off on capture. Actually, back off on transmit and capture, run capture up till it distorts, then back off till it quits. Maybe go a couple of points below that, and then increase the output going to the transmitter, audio output from the high.
So I've got capture wide open, and I'm going to crank, while you're talking, Johnny, I'm going to crank master up until it distorts, and then I'm going to bring it back down.
WD-40YH testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You were distorting at 90, and I brought it down to 73, and you stopped distorting, and capture is at 100.
But if you backed off of capture and then run main back up, would that make a difference?
On how far I'd back down capture. If I back it all the way down to zero, I can run master all the way top and no audio will come out.
The concern I've got is that you have to run capture at 100%.
Because there's no adjustment now, because the adjustment is on the capture, it's not on the master.
Did you go to like 80% on capture and increase master?
I'm setting capture to 80. It's at 80 right now. And 73 on the master, 78, 79, 80, 85, 87, 100, back down to 80, there's 80.
75.
75. And I do have a line out that I can adjust as well, as which is at 61. And so there's 75 on the master, 80 on the capture, 61 on the line out, all the way up to 100 on the line out, all the way back down to 65, 64 on the line out. To see if that made any difference.
Quick detail on the line out.
64 on the line out. I'm at 68 on the line out. I'm at 69. I'm at 70, 71, 72, 75, 78, 80, 81, 86, 88, 90, 91, 93, 95, 97, 100, and then all the way back down to 65. Any
preferred location there? There's 80 on the line out.
Capture set.
Capture set at 81.
And capture and increase main just a little bit.
80 on capture, and main is at 75, and I'll bring it up to 80 as well. So now they're 80, 80, and 80. 80 capture, 80 main, and 80 line out.
And that sound good. We need somebody else to give some input. WD-40YH, anybody listening?
For AOW, that sounds a lot better to me.
You, sounds good. To the older machine as far as custom, what you're accustomed to on audio levels.
Phil,
for Johnny, and it sounds great.
For RXI, sounds pretty good.
That you're accustomed to when we're on the other repeater.
A little more high pitch, just not quite as deep, but other than that, it sounds good. There's no weird noises, you know, static, not that.
Anybody else? WD-40YH. D4, Echo Echo Yankee. Happy campers, Dave.
We'll set it right there, and we'll use that. We'll use that for now. Lock it down and head out, if you're okay with that.
I guess we can play with it for a while, like you said, and see what happens.
Seem a whole lot higher than they were before, so that's just why it just had us a little bit concerned, but we'll see how that goes.
WD-40YH, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for all the feedback.
Least I could do. With 82, WD-40YH.
Sorry, Wyatt, I was talking to Wyatt. Go ahead.
I link with 82.
Radio off, because it was, static would come in and it would just hold the repeater up.
Noise floor high?
High, but when you break the squelch on the 6-1 repeater, the 82 would hold the 6-1 up and keep it going, because you broke the squelch. And I had that squelch set at, it was at 22, and I dropped it down to 12, and then you could break in on it when you got on 12 really easy, but then when you get it all the way up to 22, nobody can use it.
Interesting. Guess we'll have to do a little more research.
I think we need more altitude on that antenna. There's something in the way.
So the noise, you don't know where it was coming from.
Or with where it is. Remember, it's sitting right in front of a building that's generating a megawatt, right?
Megawatt's coming off the top of that 900-foot tower, not from the building.
Still sitting in that furball of noise.
Well, okay, we'll come up with a solution. 6-1's working there, so the 2-meter band will work. It's just a matter of getting the antenna right place, it sounds like.
Yeah, we'll try this out for a while. We might have to make another trip up here, right, to make some adjustments, because we don't have as much run out as we have before. We're getting close to the top of the audio, and then it may come up, and we have to bring it back down, but we'll see how it goes. We're going to pack up and head down the mountain.
Once again, WD-40YH.
Thank you, W4DJW Clear.